June 6th, 2006. State of decay. Whatever happened to the youthful abandon that could be imbibed through the purity of music, this thing is not foreign to us, under any stretch of the imagination, but many of us forget in our old age how to handle that thing which once inspired the mind and soul by moving the body in frenzied paces, back and forth to the rhythm of the sounds, and a fiery gift to the senses as they are released once more into the fray of finite motions. We are given the gift to decide, but many of us have been taken hostage by the ideas of desensitization to our cherished freedom of innocence. The shiny world which can appeal to us at great length has recreated itself in bold and sweeping resonance further into the fickle throes of ignorance, to the new and to those sonic wisps that thread through our consciousness. And yet, we allow our minds to hide the surges and sways that define the music that allows us freedom. Our truth lies in making the sounds we need and crave with our own bare fists flying into the air, changing ignorant resonance into rebellion. And so the contrast has always been driven to compete with ourselves in the grand scheme of things, contorting these beasts we're all housed inside to make something of a different manifestation. And yet we grow bored and boring in all regular precepts of our created situation, whether a connected strand or isolated into segments. The evolution and adaptation seems to bring us back to music, this ever intriguing complexity changing as the layers around us change, and all just to keep up with the keep going. Eventually it defiles our bodies into dust, taking all we have known to be distributed among relatives, and truth becoming meaningless in the folds as we travel along. Whether a primal rhythm or hoarse growled obscenity, whether a twangy loop of pops and shudders or an assortment of musicians with varying talents, music touches us in some intangible way that brings us to a center within ourselves, centering the true self of the realm of thought and the emotional structure of these mortal forms inhabited, deemed necessary. Sometimes the only necessary element is something that will make the body move about in a pleased state. This can harmonize, putting thoughts into the movements and bringing all of this to intertwine with the force of the all-encompassing whole. Naturally, we are all affected by these ideas because we are in the middle of the whole thing, and it all stirs within us just under the surface, feeling the real and reeling from the feel of it. It is while in this state of decay that I find an effervescence, in a morbid fascination to stare down at that reflection that lies just on the other side, but that lives to reflect at us from the people we know and love. I'm probably just as insane/sane as the rest of you. I can be quite awfully rude, but not at all times like a big blip on a radar screen.